Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation. Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation.
I want to know the inspiration behind My Birthmark and Me. So tell us a little bit about how you started, why you started.
Well, do you know, it's a lot of things that have all come in together. I think it started from, obviously, I've got a birthmark on my face. And as a child, I just never saw books that had any main characters that had a birthmark like me. And growing up, I didn't really think about it. But as I got older, I realised that, you know, that did have an impact. And then having my three beautiful children who all have birthmarks too. And I just want them to, you know, feel like they can embrace their birthmark and feel proud of themselves. And just to see a character doing some amazing, crazy things, just with a birthmark as a side note, I think it's just really important.
Yeah. Did children used to, you know, like, say things in school? Was you conscious of it?
I mean, definitely. I think there are not just children, adults would say, you know, what's that, or try and wipe it off, or and it was really difficult to have that conversation because nobody was talking about it. So it was one of those things that, you know, teachers would say, don't ask that, or, you know, don't mention that, and it wasn't talked about. So I think part of the book is just about normalizing it and having that conversation, and, you know, and saying, you know, it's something normal, it's something to be proud of. It makes you special, makes you unique, you know, embrace it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. I love the fact that people will use something of their experience and turn it into something positive and a message for the world. So what you've done creating this book is wonderful, because little kids can see themselves in this, you know, and representation, as we know, is really, really important. Tell us a little bit about the process of writing the book.
Well, I think, you know, everyone's got a book inside them somewhere, and it was always there. I'd had little notes that I'd made as I was going along, and, you know, I'm a teacher by trade, so being in the classroom, I always thought, you know, this would be a good idea for a book, and just adding a little bit to it as I went along. And then it was only sort of, you know, recently doing lots of work in anti-racist training and, you know, thinking about representation, I thought I really need to make time to sit and write this down.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing part of a project which was working with, they're called Aldura, and they're looking at sort of black authors, and it gave me a little bit of training, and because I had no idea about how, you know, publishing a book worked or anything like that, or how many pages you needed in a book, you know, that kind of thing. So that really helped. And then I spent some time actually just sitting and getting it written down. I think that's the main thing. Finding some time to be quiet and just getting that book out that's in there.
What did you learn that you can impart on people who are listening, who might want to go on that journey as well?
I think the main thing I learned was that you've got to just be confident about your ability to do it. Because I think another thing about representation is I didn't see any black authors, women, you know, black women writing books, or, you know, coming into schools talking about their stories. So just being confident that your book is, you know, something that the world will want to hear about is so important. But also thinking about your main character. I think spending time sort of getting to know them, you know, what do they like, you know, and more, even if you're not talking about that in your book, just having a really strong idea of who your main character is, I think really helps to structure that that book.
The one thing I noticed about your book is that you didn't name the character. I love that, because everyone can identify then, you know. That was really, that was really clever.
Because
I was like, what's the little girl, what's it about, who's she about? And I was like, oh, okay, this is clever. Obviously, the beautiful illustrations are stunning, and they were done by Tulip Studio.
Yes.
Who are they, and where are they based?
So they're based in Italy, and it was, actually, it was another book that I was looking at that had the same author, the same illustrators. And I was just like, I love the way they've done the pictures. They're bright, they're engaging. And it was a really fun part of the process, actually, going through. And because I had extensive notes of what I wanted the picture, you know, it's a picture book. So I knew exactly what I wanted on each page. Yeah. And it was a really good process with Tulip, because they listened to everything I said. It was a back and forth conversation about, you know, does this look good, and what do you want to add, and it really worked out. I think it really worked out well in the end, because there's lots of hidden things in the book for you to find.
So going back to the illustrations, the gorgeous illustrations, they are kind of grounded in Wales, and I love that. I love anything to do Wales. I'm very proud to be Welsh, so I love that. I think children need to see representation not only in what, how they look, but their local area.
Definitely.
Why did you decide to do Welsh locations?
Well, I think it came from my teaching background and just always looking for books to fit the theme and what we were going to teach that, you know, that half term, and really finding it difficult to find books that had sort of our local area, particularly Cardiff. So I just made sure, and that was what I was, you know, I was really passionate about the pictures showing, you know, Cardiff Castle and Roath Park Lake and Cosmestone Lake, and they could, you know, and they could actually go there. So, yeah, that was a really important part of the story.
Yeah. Do you feel Welsh?
I do. I do, definitely. You know, I've grown up in Wales, grown up in Cardiff, all through school in Wales. I do feel Welsh. I think I went through a period of maybe high school where it was a little... we're all struggling with our identities when we're in high school anyway. Aren't we? So, yeah, I went through a period of time where it was a bit... you know, not seeing many sort of black Welsh women around, and starting to figure out, you know, where I'm really from, or, and that kind of thing. But now, yes, definitely. And I think we talked a little bit about the Welsh language. I think that was always something that was in the background. Oh, I don't speak Welsh. Am I Welsh? But I think as I've got older, I really feel rooted here. And I feel really proud of that.
Me too. What do you think it is to be Welsh, if you could summarize it and sum it up? Do you think it's symbolic? Is there a feeling? Is it like a certain time of year? Or how can you kind of quantify that?
Do you know what? I think it's like family. I think it's just a real homely place. And I think it's a really friendly place to be. As well as, you know, The normal things like Welsh cakes and you know, warm Welsh cakes.
you said in the book as well that you're inspired by your parents. Tell me a little bit about your parents. Where were they originally from, and what's their heritage?
So so I'm a big mix.
Me too.
All the best people are. All the flavors. So I've got my mum, who is Jamaican heritage, and I've got my dad, who's Libyan. So yeah, it was always a really lively, happy household. But they both are really strong characters and really filled us, me and my sister, with confidence and pride. And, you know, you hold your head up high and you can do anything. And I think that's really sort of translated and taken me through my whole life, really. They're just really, and they're happy. You know, we had a really happy, happy childhood. There was lots of music, you know, there was always something going on in the house. And I think that's really made a difference to me, not just, you know, professionally, but just going through life, you know. And we talked about whether I felt Welsh. I think that was always talked about too, you know, you belong here, this is your home, but you've also got a lot of other flavours to be proud of too. So I really, you know, they've done so much for me. I could talk a whole hour about the amazing things they've done, you know, but yeah, my parents are the best.
Oh, that's beautiful. What I love is what in your comments you said they taught you self-love.
Definitely. And I think that comes from role modelling too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, talking about my parents, I don't think they actually said it, but it was just, you saw it and you felt it, you know? So I think as adults, we've got a big responsibility to sort of role model that, you know?
Absolutely.
Talk about yourself in a good way and, you know, show that you can, if you need to take a break, you take a break, you know? Yeah. I think it's really important that we show it.
Definitely. That's really great. So any plans for a new book?
I don't know. I haven't thought about a series, but a few people recently have been asking me about that. So maybe I need to spend some time thinking about it. I have got a few books in mind for sort of young adults, sort of teen girls. I always try to think of books that I would have wanted as a child. And, you know, I've got a few in mind for sort of those teenage years that I talked about when you're, you know, struggling with your identity and you're not really sure where you belong. So there are a few in the pipeline, hopefully.
Brilliant. Who inspires you? Like, what kind of books do you like to read? And is there any authors that inspired you?
Well, you talked about her earlier, Jessica Dunrod.
Okay.
I just think she's amazing. Listening to her speak and, you know, looking at her books, I think she was the first children's book that I saw with a black author that I could use in my classroom and that really got the children excited when they were reading it. So I think she's the one that comes to mind. And then the type of books that I like to read, I don't have as much time to read as I always find that I'm reading sort of about work or, you know, more professional books now. But I do like a romance novel. I do. It's my guilty pleasure.
We're allowed to have one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up and coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 till 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 till 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.